picture. So he wanted to get ahead of my mother. And Mama never told one right in her life.
You did?
Never. So she was telling about the guy that had the monkey that was electrocuted. And that someone said, well, how? He said, well, he sat on the fruitcake and the raisin run up his tail. My daddy got the biggest kick out of it because she never told one right. Now, what are your other questions you want to ask this morning?
Well, I just want to talk with you a little more about the farm. What sort of building did you have on the farm?
Well, we, like I told you yesterday, we had a long row of cabins, and they were called quarters, where the labor stayed. And we had silos. You know what silos are? Where the Papa cut the sorghum, and it was run through a chopper and blown up in the silo, and he would have somebody to tramp it, and it smelled just like molasses, you know, because sorghum does have a juice. That's what he put up for the milk cows. And we had a gin. We had a gin that was run by steam. Had a boiler in it. Had to get up the steam. We had a blacksmith shop.
What'd you keep down?
Well, we had pastures. You see, this lady wasn't here. That was all open over there. We had it fenced, and we had pastures. Of course, a lot of it went in the river. The bank caved off and it went in the river, a lot of the land. We had, I think, 1,600 acres here. And let me see what we got over there. You saw what we had in beans over there and then down below. And we don't have but just where this house and just a little strip in here on this side. But the river didn't take the levee to.
How long did it take to build the levee?
Oh, it didn't take long to build the levee because they have these dirt machines that they call Euclids. And you saw those pits over there. The drag line digs the dirt up and loads them in those Euclids, and they come and dump them on the levee.
Euclids.
Mm-hmm. Euclids, or dirt wagons, as you want to call them. I imagine they have something new now, because it's been a long time since I've seen a builder levee. This was put up in 30. I think that's when they built this levee. We did have one outfit called the Orleans Dredge Company that came in from the river and floated up here. They dug, you see, as they come in. And those pits on that side, that's our line right there, that fence. And on the other side is Mr. Bill Touchberry's. And those pits are deeper than ours over here because that dredge had to have, you know, a deeper place to float, and they dug the pits deeper. And they would dig that dirt out, and it would be full of slush, and they'd build a levee up, and maybe that night it'd slide out. They finally got it to where, you know, it would stay, and then they put that Bermuda sod on there.